Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're so excited that you have decided to join us tonight. Amen. We are so very excited for this day that the Lord has made. And yes, we rejoice. We're glad in it. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But as the song says, amen, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, people of God, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I truly thank God for saving me. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. We're so grateful. We're so grateful that you, amen, come out to join us on tonight. Amen. We know that, amen, truly there's a blessing for you on tonight. Amen. Amen. As Evangelist Tasha Cobb says, amen, there's a blessing with your name on it. Amen. Glory to God. It has your name on it. Amen. And so we are so very grateful for that. We thank the Lord, amen, for this day. Thank him for this time. We thank the Lord for this hour. Amen. Just thanking him for all that he's done. Truly, we can say that the Lord has been good to us. Can we not? Amen. Can we not say that the Lord has been good to us? Amen. Jesus, listen, we're here another day. We have our life, health, and a portion of strength. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we have no need to complain. Amen. No need to complain. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him again. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We glorify him for, again, all that he's done. Amen. We just bless him. Glory be to God. We just bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. As we are, glory to God, getting everything into place right here. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him, bless him, bless him. We want to thank you for joining us on tonight. Glory be to God. We just want to ask you, if you will, take a moment to go and share. Amen. Share the link. Amen. Glory be to God. Share on tonight. Send out a text message. Send out a couple of text messages. Amen. To let your friend, your loved one, amen, Jesus, let someone know, amen, that the Prayer News Network is live now. Amen. And tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and be a part. Amen. Tell them to come on in and be a part of what God is doing on tonight. Amen. We're so excited. Amen. We're so very, very excited. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, glory be to God, I wouldn't take it back. I just would not take it back, people of God. Amen. I would not take it back. Amen. And I tell you, I just don't apologize. Amen. Don't apologize for this excitement. Glory to God, because, again, the Lord is good to us. Amen. And we thank him for that. Glory to God. We thank you, amen, for our listeners that are listening from afar and from those that are listening that are near. Amen. As we always tell you, let you know, amen, we're broadcasting in 34 countries now. I know that number has grown since our last record. Amen, Jesus. But we're looking to see where we are now. But glory to God, at our last record, amen, we're reaching into 34 countries. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord for that. We give God thanks. We give God praise for that. Amen. Truly, it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. And we just bless him. So whether you are listening on tonight via radio or via podcast, amen, or If you're listening, glory to God, via Facebook, glory to God. Or if you just dialed in, we just give God thanks. We give God praise for you. We give God honor and glory. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God and for, amen, reachability. Amen, because we are reaching, amen, reaching the masses, reaching the people. Amen. And so for this, we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for our leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. Amen. We give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. For our leaders, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. For they're watching over us. They're praying with us. Amen. Even as we endeavor to carry forth this word, carry forth this work, carry forth this charge of the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank him for our leaders. Amen. I want to thank God for, amen, Jesus, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, Apostle Huggins James on tonight. Thanking God on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Blessing the Lord tonight, people of God, for, amen, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Thanking the Lord for the women of God that stand by their side, amen, that stand by their side to support praying women. And we just bless the Lord for them, amen. Glory to God for the completeness in the body of Christ. Amen. Thanking God, amen, for glory be to God. PNN advisors on tonight, each and every one, we thank God for them, amen, in their spaces, in their places, holding up, helping to hold up the bloodstained banner that this work would continue to move forward in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. Great sacrifice, people of God, but we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, for their sacrifice to come and help to move, amen, the ministry forward. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you, people of God. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight, amen, again, that come out to, amen, be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. We thank the Lord for you. We do. We appreciate the Lord for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, we appreciate the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Listen, people of God, if you haven't already, we want to ask you to go ahead and drop a note out on social media. If you have social media, go ahead and drop a note out there. Amen. And let the people know, glory to God, tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them that we are broadcasting and that we would love for them to come and be a part with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and drop a note. Go ahead and drop a note out there. Amen, Jesus. We have a dynamic speaker on tonight. Glory be to God that the Lord, amen, glory be to God, has brought our way and our direction. Amen. Glory to God. And we are grateful to hear what the Lord has to say through the woman of God. Amen. So go ahead and drop that text message out there. Amen. Go out on your social media page. Glory to God. Let the people know to come on in. Amen. Let them know to come on in. Amen, Jesus, and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again for each of you. We fail not to thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We fail not to thank God for you because we know, amen, that the Lord has something great in store for you. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in again. Go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Amen. Glory to God. We have an awesome speaker on tonight, and we're excited. Amen. We're excited to hear what the Lord will say, and we want as many people as we can, amen, to let them know to come on in and to be a part of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. We also want to keep, amen, glory be to God, amen, the sick and the shut in. And we also want to keep, amen, the bereaved families in prayer. Let us remember, amen, the Marshalls on tonight. Amen, Jesus, Mother Marshall. Amen. As you know, Bishop Marshall has transitioned. Glory to God. But we certainly want to keep the family, keep the body of Christ in prayer. Keep them lifted up before the Lord. Amen. During this time. Glory be to God. Let us keep them lifted. Amen. Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Jones. Amen, Jesus, Sister Sheila. Glory to God, Evangelist Amen. Glory to God. Let us keep them lifted before the Lord and others, amen, that are part of their ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for his lifting. We thank him for his free spirit. Glory be to God to keep us and comfort us in these difficult times. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us also remember Evangelist Bond. Amen. She lost her dear friend yesterday. Amen. She lost a very, very dear friend on yesterday. So let us as well, people of God, keep her in prayer. Let us keep her in prayer as well. Amen. Lifted before the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. In these times that we live in, people of God, we need the Lord. Amen. It's not by our own strength, our power, or our might, but it's all by the power of the true and the living God. Amen. That's going to sustain us and keep us and carry us. Amen. And carry us through. Amen, Jesus. So tonight, people of God, we would, amen, that you keep, amen, these, amen, and others and those that, amen, you're in contact with, those that you're hearing of. Keep them in prayer. Let us keep them in prayer before the Lord. Amen. Not just to think about them. Amen. But that we would pray. Amen. That we would petition the Lord to look upon them. Amen. Look upon that situation and give them strength. Whatever they need. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let us do so. Amen. Glory be to God. So, people of God, tonight, amen, we're not going to prolong the time. Amen, Jesus. As we stated, we do have a special speaker on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But we're going to have on tonight, amen, Sister Missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. She's going to come and sanctify the line for us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And then after that, amen, we're going to have, amen, our PNN Songbird, she's going to come and bless us in song. Amen, as we are preparing for the word on tonight. Amen. Let us be prayerful. Glory to God. And let God be God and let his will be done. Amen. Missionary Fan, glory to God. You have the platform.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The song says, without God, I could do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting just like a ship. Without a sail, without him, I could do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting, just like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. We come before you this night, Lord God, thanking and praising, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. thanking and praising you right now, Lord God, for your loving kindness towards us, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for being such a great God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us this day and have mercy on our soul, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, sin, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, forgive our iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and accept us in your presence tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God, on this land tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to have your way and let your will be done tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, in your servant tonight, Lord God. The woman of God that you chose, Lord God, to bring forth the word tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to have your way with her tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to let your word, Lord God, come, Lord God, and do, Lord God, what it needs to do, Lord God. We come asking you to let your word clear us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your word come, Lord God, and heal us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in every way that we need to be healed, Lord God. We come right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let your word, Lord God, heal the brokenhearted, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, there's so much hurt, Lord God, in the land, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you're a healer, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you can mend the broken hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize and know, Lord God, without you, we can do nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we are nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we would fail, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for being our all in all, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, for just being, Lord God, there for us, Lord God, for being that healer, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being, Lord God, a savior, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being, Lord God, all that we need you to be, Lord God. All we need is in you, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We ask for you tonight, Lord God, to come, Lord God, and sanctify the land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch every hill, Lord God, that's on the land, Lord God, every state, Lord God, every country, Lord God, every home, Lord God, every city, Lord God, everybody that sits before you tonight, Lord God, that come looking for a word, Lord God, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that do, Lord God, have your will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, yielding unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord God, yielding unto you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, we want you to have your way, Lord God, tonight in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we yield to you tonight, Lord God. We say yes to your will, Lord God. We say yes to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, just to continue, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God. We ask you to look on the bereaved families, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch right now, Lord God, Mother Marcia, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the church family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day, Lord God, lift her head, Lord God, let them know that you ought to lift up our head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch that heart, Lord God, mend that broken heart, Lord God, dry the tears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we will be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy tonight, Lord God, of every praise, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God, of every hallelujah, Lord God. You're worthy of every hand clap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We're forever grateful unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For that prayer to sanctify the mind. Amen. To get our hearts ready. Amen. For the word. Amen. Got to get up all of the weeds. Amen, Jesus. We got to get them out so that we can hear clearly what thus saith the Lord unto us. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, I pray that you prepare your hearts now. Amen. For a solo unto the Lord. God bless you.
They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises, all day they belong to God. Let us praise his name. Let us praise his name. In the morning, the noonday, the evening, all day, let us praise his name. Oh, I love you, Lord. Yes, I love you, Lord. For your goodness, your mercy, your peace and your joy. Yes, I love you, Lord. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. Oh, we love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. For your goodness, your mercy, your peace and your joy, yes, we love you, Lord. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. Yes, they belong to God. They belong to God.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. They belong to God. They belong to God, people of God. You ought to give them some praise right there. Give them some honor. Amen. Just glorify him right there where you are. Amen, Jesus. Just give it to him. Give it to him, people of God. Amen. Give him honor. Bless him tonight. Glory to God. Honor him. Praise him, glory to God, for the scripture declared that praise is comely for the upright. Amen. Glory to God. It's in our heart. Amen. It burns in our heart, burns in our soul, in our lips. Amen. Upon our lips. Glory to God. The praises of the Lord. Amen. Always, always going forth. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to remind you one more time, if you have not, if you would, to please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone to come on the line with us. Amen. Glory to God, as we're preparing for the word. Amen. We want to thank again Sister Robin. Amen. For that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful solo. Amen. They belong to God. Amen. Everything, every praise, amen, is to our God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God again. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come online to be with us. Tell them to dial in. Amen. If you have social media, go ahead and put it out there. Amen. Go ahead and put it out there. Amen. So that the people can come, so that they can come and be blessed. Amen. We want the people to be blessed. Are we not blessed? Amen. Are we not blessed with this word? Are we not blessed with all that the Lord is doing for us, people of God? Listen, we don't want to keep it to ourselves. We want others. We want others to come and be blessed as well. Amen. Glory to God. We want others to be blessed. Amen, Jesus. We're not a selfish people. Amen. But we want others to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So God bless you again, people of God. Go ahead. Invite a couple of people to come on in to be with us on tonight. Amen. And now, people of God, we're preparing for the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have a woman of God with us on tonight who truly, truly, truly loves the Lord. Amen, Jesus. I've had an opportunity, amen, to touch bases with her a couple of times. Amen, Jesus. I love her spirit. I love her spirit. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, saints, no saints. Ain't that right? Yeah, that's right. Amen. Glory be to God. Just to tell you a little bit about this woman of God, amen, as we stated, amen, this is her first time with us, amen. Glory to God, coming forth to speak, amen, Jesus, but she has been on the line with us a couple of times. But this woman of God, amen, she's an evangelist, amen, she's a pastor, Pastor Shermer Maynard. This woman of God was born in Trinidad, and she actually grew up in St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. She attended, amen, high school in Brooklyn, New York. Amen. She attended the Lee University and School of Theology. This woman of God gave her life to the Lord at the age of 14. Amen, Jesus. At 17, she was called into ministry and started preaching at the age of 18 there in Brooklyn, New York. Amen. Her ministry has extended throughout the United States, the Caribbean, and internationally. This evangelist, this woman of God, Evangelist Sherma, amen, she has pastored and pioneered several churches. She was also youth pastor and assistant pastor. And this woman of God, amen, she founded Spirit Empowered Ministries, where she has hosted an annual international conference, an annual youth conference, and also hosts a monthly Women's Warrior Seminar, as well as a weekly radio program. People of God, her motto is, if I can help someone as I go along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. We are so grateful, amen, at the Lord's bidding. We thank God that this woman of God said yes, amen, to the Lord to come and bless the people of God on tonight. People of God, we present to you and introduce to you on tonight God's messenger for the hour, Evangelist Sherma Maynard. God bless you, woman of God. If you just press *6 on your phone so that we can get you over to the broadcast side. Amen. If you just press *6. Amen. You should be over.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. God bless you, woman of God. You have the
Amen. Okay, praise God. Thank you so much. Evangelist Annette, thank you so much for having me on your prayer line. It's been a long time. We spoke a long time, but there are so many things that, you know, I have been doing and, you know. But anyway, I thank God as I obey the Spirit of the Lord and called you last week or this past weekend. But I thank God. I thank God that I have this opportunity, or he has allowed me to have this opportunity to share with you, because the Spirit of God has been speaking. God has been speaking to his people in the midst of this global pandemic. God is giving us as his people what we need to do and how we need to do it. And so I pray that we are listening to the Spirit of Almighty God. And all you wonderful folks that are out there that is under the sound of my voice, I pray that this word, as this word grip hold of my heart, that it will grip hold of your heart. And God will do a transformation, bring illumination, bring understanding and revelation as he allowed me to share what he has put within my heart. So I want to start off and read, and I'm telling you, the song that we just sang, powerful, the prayer, powerful, the worship, and I sense the presence of Almighty God. And I know God is going to bless us tonight through this word. I want to look at Isaiah 60, the 60th chapter of Isaiah. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, "Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, darkness covered the earth, and thick darkness or gross darkness is over the people. But the Lord arise upon you, and his glory is over you." What I want to leave with us tonight briefly is that we are transporters of light. We are transporters of light. If you're near somebody or you know somebody, you tell them you are a transporter of light. The scripture affirms to us that darkness will cover the earth. A matter of fact, the scripture said, gross darkness will cover the earth and will cover the people. If we all know that we are currently living in some dark times, and the darkness is going to get worse. I first want us to understand what this darkness is about, what the writer is talking about when he says darkness and deep darkness or heavy, is like a heavy cloud that is over the people. A deep spiritual darkness. And he said that the people somewhat is under this darkness. Now, darkness, what is darkness? According to the Bible, darkness connotes everything that is anti-God. It is wickedness. It is evil. It is corruption. It is sin to the highest. Proverbs 2 and 13 to 14 tells us, "Who have left the straight path to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil." This is what we're talking about. This is what darkness is. The Bible tells us in John 3 and 19 that the people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Spiritual darkness is a state of where a person is living apart from God. God is not in their lives. God is not controlling their life. There is going to be a time when people will not put up for the soundness of the gospel because they are living. There is a spiritual darkness that is over the people. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul uses the word rulers, which indicate a top level of evil spiritual forces that is taking place at the top high level. Evil attacking us in this age, evil in the heavenly realms, and where wickedness is beyond our understanding that is taking place. Paul said in high ranking places that darkness, sin will be operating in this world. And we cannot deny the fact that we are seeing it right before our very eyes. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we are seeing the wickedness and the evil and the darkness that has taken place. We got to understand that when back in the Bible time, that when Pharaoh had rule, there is still a spirit of Pharaoh that lives on the land, holding people in captivity. The spirit of Pharaoh is designed to keep individuals in bondage. It is designed to keep people from coming to know who Jesus Christ. We cannot deny that we are living in a time where the spirit of Goliath is still on the land, mocking and intimidate God's children, harass God's children, bully God's children. This is the spirit of Goliath. This is what Goliath was doing. We cannot deny that there is a spirit of Ahab and Jezebel causing men and women to hide in caves and promote sexual immorality in the land, manipulating and controlling of God's people through witchcraft and sorcery. We cannot deny the fact that the spirit of Absalom is still in the land, dividing homes and churches and relationships. Absalom tried to kill his very own father. Darkness that is taking place over this earth. But I'm here to let you know tonight that in the midst of the darkness, God always have a light. When the spirit of Pharaoh was on the land, there was a Moses. When the spirit of Goliath on the land, there was a David. When the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel was on the land, there was an Elijah and an Elisha. And when the spirit of Absalom was on the land, there was Joab that stood for God. God always have a remnant. God always have somebody that will stand up. And God is depending on us in this time and in this season for us to walk as transporters of light because of the darkness that we are facing in this time. Well, you may ask me, Sister Sherma, what is the transporter?
A transporter is one that takes or carries from one place to another. In other words, a transporter is a carrier or a bearer. We are carriers of light. We are bearers of light. Everywhere we go as children of God, we're supposed to illuminate in dark places. We are transporters, hallelujah, of God's glory and God's light. Light is mentioned 200 times in the Bible. In the Bible, light has always been a symbolic to holiness and purity and God's goodness and God's grace and God's mercy. And when we are spiritually walking in light, we are radiating the presence of Almighty God. Light represents God's presence. And the Bible let us know that where there is light, darkness cannot penetrate. The dictionary tells us that light is an electromagnetic radiation, a radiation that has both electric and magnetic movements and can travel in waves. It is a high wave of energy. The energy that comes maybe from a radio wave or a microwave. So as believers and saints of God, when we walk into the dark place, we supposed to radiate light. You are sending out waves or rays of light because you are a transporter of light. The Bible tells us in John 1:4-5, it says the light shines in darkness and the darkness can never extinguish it. Glory be to God. So when you walk in to a dark place or a dark situation, God's light that is on you should radiate in that area, should send waves of ray in that area. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:5 that God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. In Isaiah 5:20, he said how horrible it will be for you, for those who call evil good, evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness. You see, you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, the power of light. Light is powerful. Light can travel at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. That tells us that light can travel over enormous distance. A matter of fact, there is no limit to how far your light can travel when you walk in God. And if God is in you, light should be in you. And when you walk into places that seem to be dead, it should come alive because the light of God is in you. Oh, glory be to God. As a transporter, a child of God, there is no limit to where your light can go. If you can be at one place in the light of God, and that light can travel, hallelujah, like how the waves travel on the sea. According to the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus affirmed to us in Matthew 5, he said, you are the light of the world. My God, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Oh, God, you cannot hide light. He said you can't even put it, if you try to put it under a bushel, my God, the light will still shine. He said, let your light so shine before me that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I don't know if some of you ever heard this song, but as a little girl coming up in the house of the Lord, I used to hear the old saints singing, so let your lower light be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor, struggling, fainting seamen, may you may rescue and you may save. You see, this is what your light can do. When you light up an area, it can help somebody that has been walking in darkness. Somebody that may need Jesus Christ. It might be a prostitute. It might be an alcoholic. It might be a homosexual. It might be an adulterer or a liar or a fornicator. One that is struggling with envy and malice and hatred and jealousy. Oh, glory be to God. When your light radiates, oh, hallelujah, some poor prostitute or some poor alcoholic will see the light of God, and that light will cause them to come to know Jesus Christ as a Savior, and then they now become a light. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible tells us, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5, it tells us, for you are all sons of light and the sons of day. We are not of night or darkness. We are children of the light. And in the midst of all that is happening, and in the midst of all this pandemic and all that is taking place, God is looking for transporters of light to shine in this time where somebody may need you. Just the other day, I was sharing with some individuals, and I was telling them, I said, in this pandemic, we have had suicide. We have had divorce. And so many individuals got divorced. In this pandemic, the spirit of fear rose to a level that it has never rose before. And individuals are walking around in fear and wondering what's going to happen, what's going to take place next. Oh, God, but when they see your light, it will bring hope to them. That Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he is still in control of all that is taking place in this time. Can I challenge us? Can I challenge myself tonight? I don't want to be too long to you, but can I challenge us tonight to be transporters? Be transporters of God's light. Be bearers. Be carriers of God's light. There is somebody that is looking for help. Somebody is looking for deliverance. And when they see your light, it will give them hope. Oh, glory be to God. The text that I read in Isaiah 60, it says that darkness, gross darkness, it says first darkness will cover the earth. Oh, my ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to let you know that some scholars believe that this is the time, this is the end time that they're talking about. When it talks about darkness covering the earth. Oh, my brothers and sisters, can't you not see it? My sister just not too long ago showed me a picture of a four-year-old boy. Parents that put a demonic tattoo on his back and a demonic and put another one on his hand, 4 years old. Now, come on, somebody can't tell me that that is not demonic and that is not darkness. My sister friend is a teacher in the school, and she teaches the fourth graders. He's 4 years old, so she teaches the, and this is K-5. She teaches them. And this little boy is carrying around a demonic tattoo that his parents placed on him. They literally sold him over to Satan. This is darkness that is taking place on our earth right now. Witchcraft and sorcery has risen to its highest in this time. And my brothers and sisters, I should be almost ashamed to say this, but it's very strong in the church. It's very prevalent in the church. Witchcraft and sorcery that is within the body of Christ. Darkness. Oh, but can I say to you, even though the writer says that darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness over the people. You see, when darkness is over people, they do a lot of wickedness. They do a lot of evil. There's a lot of corruption that is taking place. Oh, but can we tonight? Glory be to God. God got some transporters of light that will stand for him, and they will walk into areas that will radiate and light up that area. Wherever a child of God is, you could be on your job. Oh, glory be to God. You will be a light on that job. You could be, oh God, in your home, a light in your home. You could be walking down the street and a light. Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, I have had individuals that have walked up to me, and then they say, Sharma, what is that on you? What's going on with you? I said, what are you talking about? They said, you are radiating. And that opened up the door for me to tell them about the light who is Jesus Christ. I said, the only reason I am lighting up is because I am carrying the light of Jesus, and you too can carry that light. Or can I encourage us tonight, oh glory be to God, to be transporters of God's light, to be barriers of God's light, to be carriers of God's light in this dark time. Can I don't want to frighten anybody, but can I say to you that it's not going to get any better. The pandemic is a prelude to what is about to take place on planet Earth. My God and my brothers and sisters, you've got to find yourself in God, in Christ. You've got to be connected to the light so that you can radiate as light in this dark times that we are facing. So I encourage you tonight that to be transporters of God's light, be carriers of light tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, I know I'm supposed to do a prayer evangelist, help me here because I'm not familiar with all that we do. So jump
yes.
in here and let me know where we go from here. Glory be to God.
Yes, 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 woman of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. If there are any who would like to give their lives to the Lord or any that examine themselves of this word, if you would just open the platform and invite them to come. If they want to come to Jesus at this time, just
hallelujah.
Off the call. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Can I say to us in this time, my brothers and sisters, and if there is any under the sound of my voice, oh, glory be to God, that don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
mm-hmm.
can I say to you, this is not the time to play cute and like you don't want Jesus. He is the only light that is going to help us through these dark times.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever a time, my brothers and sisters, we need Jesus, it is now. So if there is anyone here that don't know him, oh, glory be to God, can I say to you tonight, get in the mm-hmm. safety of God. Get, you are not guaranteed if you're outside of God. You
mm-hmm.
are not guaranteed. But once you are in God, once you have accepted him, just by saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life, change me, transform me. I believe that your son Jesus Christ died for my sins, my God. And tonight, I want to be a transporter of your light. Oh, glory be to God. Help me, Father God. Save me. Deliver me and change me, my God. He said, believe by faith that it will be done according to his word. His word cannot lie. By faith, believe him that he can transform you. He can do a metamorphosis with you right now and transform you. Oh, glory be to God to be a transporter of his light. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And for those of us that know Jesus, hallelujah, I know we are going through some rough times. Hallelujah. Many have experienced debt. Can I share this with you? A friend of mine called me not too long ago and said, Sherman, no, I think she texted me. And said to me, Sherma, God spoke to me just before Barack Obama was about to leave office. I hear what God told her. And when she told me, that thing ripped into my heart. She said, God told me that the black horse is leaving, but the pale horse is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers and sisters, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
In Revelation, the pale horse is death.
Yes,
my brothers and sisters, for the past couple of years, what have we have been experiencing? Death.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people have died on the hands of wicked people
mm-hmm.
in high places. Dark evil that is taking place in darkness. And this is not the platform right now, but maybe another time I could share with you what the Spirit of God show me that is taking place in this time. Covering the earth, debts, and I know some of you, your household has experienced it. Some of you are still grieving. My dear evangelist Annette, still grieving that has taken place.
Yes,
some
yes.
of us are discouraged. We are despondent of what is taking. Let me tell you what's happening in Antigua right now.
My
I
God.
Have joined in prayer with them. Listen to what's happening. The government of Antigua is forcing everybody to take the vaccine. Now, I'm not telling anybody anything. This is a personal thing. This is between you and God, okay? But the government is forcing individuals to take the vaccine. And those that are deciding not taking the vaccine, they lost their jobs. Many of them have lost their jobs. Many of them are not getting their pension. Many who send off for barrels, sometimes the islands, they'll send off for barrels of food to come in. The barrels are at the port, and they're not allowing them to go and claim their barrels if they don't have the vaccine.
Jesus.
This is what's taking place. Individuals are being forced. Their constitutional rights are being taken away from them. And they call upon me the other day. They said, Sharma, join us. We're going in prayer. We're getting some of the ministers and the pastors. One pastor told us that she and her husband have been teachers for years, and they have a mortgage to pay, and they decide that they are not taking the vaccine. He said, well, their job is on the line. But they said, we are going to stand with God. This is what we are facing in this time. So if there is anyone that needs prayer, oh, those of you that may be hurting, those of you that may be going through, and you need prayer, oh, God, we will pray. Hallelujah.
Not Jesus.
Hallelujah. I have a prayer that I want to pray over us. And I don't know who is signaling for prayer, evangelist, or how you do it.
Woman of God, anyone that would like prayer, just press *6. You can press *6 and come over to the platform and make your prayer request. Just press *6.
And glory to God.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Jesus, come to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To Jesus. Glory
to God.
Come to Jesus.
Yes, God.
Come to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now He will save you. He will save you.
Hallelujah.
He will save you. Just now, He will save you.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
He will save you. Just now, He is able. He is able. He is able. Just now, just now, He is able. He is able. Just now, just believe Him.
Just press *6. Anyone that would like to, just press *6 and come on over. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just believe.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just
believe. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Just now.
Yes.
Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you.
Come to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We have a caller. We have a caller, oh my God. We have a caller on the line. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that word. God bless you for the word, and I want a copy of the tape, Evangelist Bradley, Sister Packer. And I'm asking you to pray with me that I'll be one of the light, the carrier, the carrier of the light, that I may be a winner of souls in Jesus' name. Continually, if I want to work for the Lord. Amen. Pray for my nephew that's sick. Amen. And just pray for my family as a whole. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's all I can say. God bless you.
Yes. You have the platform, woman of God, Evangelist. Yes.
Preach. This is Sister Patty. I'm calling in and requesting prayer for my family. We lost our niece. Her name was, I'm sorry. Her name was, I'm sorry. I forgot her name. But anyway, keep me and my family in prayer.
Yes. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Go ahead, woman of God.
Jesus.
Anyone else? Anyone else to God? Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. Special prayer request. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord is tugging on your heart. Glory to God at this time. Amen. You can come forth as well. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I like to request prayer for myself that the Lord grant me a financial blessing. I'm in need of a financial blessing. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else on? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Special prayer request. Amen. I want to give your life to the Lord. Glory to God. Now is the time, people of God. Such a serious word on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If not, woman of God, we, amen, release the platform back unto you. No one else is on the platform. Evangelist, press star 6 so we can get you back on the platform.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory
yes.
be to God. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Those of you that is on the platform, wherever you are, just begin to praise God in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I come. I declare and I decree tonight, we are your children who have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. We will now, Father, affect the dark places of this earth. We are situated over this earth, God. Help us to be a beam in our area. Glory be to God. Help us to radiate in darkness, my God. In place where we live, where you have placed us, my God. Let your light come forth in our area because we are in that area. Father, we understand that we are living in the end of times. And according to your word in Matthew 24, you told us that many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness. The love of most will grow cold. But, oh God, there is a remnant of people that will walk in the light of God. A people that will follow you and will not walk in darkness. Your light will radiate through this remnant of people. For they will be children of light. Father, tonight I declare we will not have fellowship no longer with darkness. For our God is light. You have chosen us in this time. You have called us to yourself, my God. You will cause us, dear God, to stand in places that we have never been. You will take us to dimensions that we have never been before. Father, you said in your word, you have come into the world as light, so that whosoever believes in you will not remain in darkness. But the God of this world has blinded the minds of many, oh God, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But God, tonight, Father God, I declare and I decree that we will arise as transporters of your light so souls can see that Jesus Christ is alive and he is well, oh God, according to your word. Father, I come under your authority. And, oh God, I break every forces, every power of darkness that is holding your children in captivity. I declare and I decree that the kingdom of darkness will be broken tonight. Let, my God, the foundation of wickedness and evil be broken tonight. We break down every wall that has been erected by the enemy against the lives of your people. Father, I declare and I decree that every altar erected by the enemy will be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No. Deliver your children. There are children that don't know you as their personal Savior, my God. Deliver them from evil tonight. Let no evil disease or plague or pestilence come nigh them tonight, dear God. But the healing balm of Gilead. Father, I declare and I decree tonight that those of us that are on this line, oh God, that we will be transporters and carriers of your light tonight. Let us be, oh God, be counted worthy of our call.
calling and fulfill all that you have placed within us to do in this season and in this time, my God. Give us the spirit of wisdom. Give us the spirit of revelation. Give us the spirit of knowledge of Jesus Christ. Give us the spirit of understanding. Let us be strengthened with all might according to the glory and the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, these are your people. And God, you promise us that you will be with us even until the end of the age. Father, our nation, hallelujah, our nation has been plagued with all sorts of sickness, my God, even in the body of Christ. Tonight, I declare and I decree that by your stripes, glory be to God, we are healed according to the word of God. I declare, my God, that Jesus Christ has carried our sickness and our infirmities, and under your authority and by your blood, we cast out all spirits of infirmity that is attacking the body of Christ, that is attacking your children, causing them to be weak, causing them to be sick, my God, that they cannot carry out the functional function the way that you have called them, my God.
Yes, Jesus.
I break, I rebuke, and I cast out all spirits tonight.
Yes.
Cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, in our bones, in our breast, in our throat, in our backs, in our spine, in our liver, in our kidneys, our pancreas, in our skin, in our stomach, in the mighty name of Jesus, I break every spirit of cancer that is attacking your people in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and I cast out all spirits that are causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, all breathing problems, the coronavirus, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and I cast out these spirits. My God. And now, Father, I pray. And I speak healing. I speak healing and strength
in the name of
to
Jesus.
Your people. I speak healing and strength to their bones, to their muscles, to their joints, to their organs, to their head, to their eyes, to their throats, to their glands, to their blood, to their marrow, to their lungs, to their kidneys, to their liver, to their spleen, to their spine, to their pancreas, whatever disease I'm calling, you believe God tonight that he will heal you in the name of Jesus. To their bladder, to your ears, to your nose, to sinus problems, to any tongue problem, any feet problem, any arthritis, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I pray for healing and deliverance over your people. You said healing is the children's bread. My God, we hold on to the bread of healing. deliverance on behalf of your children and this nation, my God.
Jesus.
Father, there are those that are suffering because of this coronavirus.
Jesus.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are a merciful God. You are a loving God. You are a precious God, and there is none like you. God, you promise, oh, hallelujah, that the eternal God will be our refuge, and underneath will be your everlasting arms. Oh, God, secure of your children in this season and this hour, my God. Oh, glory be to God.
Yay.
Glory be to God.
Yay.
I pray, Father.
Mm.
I pray for your people.
Jesus.
Those, dear God, that is on the line tonight in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And those that have made their request. The young lady that I didn't get her name, but I pray for her nephew.
Yes.
God, you know who he is, and you know where he is.
Yilama.
You know him by name and number.
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on in his
Jesus.
Life,
Jesus.
But God, you know.
Yes.
I'm asking the Spirit of Almighty God
Jesus.
To go where her nephew is.
Yes.
And oh, God, intervene in that situation.
Yilama.
Oh, glory be to God. Let them know that God, you are God,
yes.
And there is nothing that is too hard or impossible for you to do, my God.
Yes.
And I am the God of all flesh. Is
yes.
there anything too hard for me to do?
Ah.
My God, there is nothing that is impossible. You said only believe and all things will be possible. You said whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it is yours. And oh God, I bring her nephew before you, God, that you will divinely intervene. God, the niece of somebody, dear God, I don't know their name, but God, you know their name. And their niece, they need prayer for their niece. Oh, God, the same thing. I don't know what's going on in that situation and the whole family. But, oh, God, you know. Oh, glory be to God. And you say, cast all my cares and all my burdens before thee. And, oh, God, you will take care. So I cast this before you, God, that you will take care of this situation. Remember that young lady, oh God, that need a financial breakthrough. Well, my God, you own all the banks in this world. Glory be to God. My God, you own all the cattle on the hill. You even own the hills that the cattle are on. And I pray tonight in the name of Yahshua, the Son of the living God, that Father, you will give her a financial breakthrough according to your divine will and your word, my God. Bring it to pass. Let her know that you are the Jehovah Jireh. You will make a way. You will provide for her, my God. Show her, my God, that you are a man to your word and you cannot lie. Oh, God, bring deliverance for her in that area of her life financially.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, I pray for your woman servant, Annette, Evangelist Annette, my God.
Jesus.
Father, you
Jesus.
See her heart desire. You
Jesus.
See, my God, her determination. But, oh, God, even at times, oh, God, the strongest of us will get a little weaker and
Jesus.
Feel a little tired. Oh, glory be to God. God, you be her rear guard. You be her back guard. You be her side guard. Be with her in this season of her life, my God, with transition transformation, oh, glory be to God, has taken place, my God. She's not just going from level to level, but God, you're taking her into dimension. Oh, God, she's going up high, she's going deep, and she is going wide. Oh, God, do that which you have placed within her belly. That which you were born with. My God, we all are gifted. We all came to this earth with a gift. My God, let her gift so shine before men that, oh God, souls will come into the kingdom of Almighty God. I pray for the prayer line. I pray for all those that do come on the prayer line. Ah, God, touch them. Bless them, Father God. Let the Spirit of the living God go where they are, my God. And every need, oh God, be met in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, their God. Every sickness will be taken care of in the name of Jesus, because you promised us that you are a healer. Oh, glory be to God. Touch your children and those, my God, that may be suffering from the virus. Oh, Holy Ghost, you specialize in viruses. My God, you can heal. You can deliver that individual. Cause their lungs to clear up tonight in the name of Jesus. Cause their breathing to come back to normal in the name of Yeshua, the Son of the Living God. Let it be done according to your glory and according to your honor, my God. And Father, tonight, I pray that your people will understand. Those who are on the line will understand that they are transporters of light. And their lives must be pure. They must be holy. They must come with clean hands. Oh, God, their hearts must be right with you, my God. Oh, God, if anything is within their heart, any hatred, any malice, any jealousy, my God, whatever it is, let them know they've got to get rid of it to be a true transporter of your light, my God. You're calling for holiness in this time. You're calling for righteous people. You're calling for individuals that will stand in their faith, my God. David said, my heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. You're looking for individuals that would not compromise with the things of the world. But, oh God, they would stand for holiness and righteousness, my God, in this time and in this hour. So help your people, oh God. Let them understand what they have in them. They are transporters of your light, my God. You are using us in this time. You have already come on earth, and you have already done, my God, that which the Father sent you to do. Now you have placed us here that, oh God, we can do what you have sent us here on earth to do. Everybody have a purpose. Everybody have a destiny. Everybody have a gift. My God, help us to operate in our gifts. But God, we must be holy. We must be said, without holiness, no man shall see God. My God, help us tonight, oh God, that we will walk in holiness and righteousness before you, to be transporters of your light. I bless your people, my God. Let the anointing, let the fire of God, Father, as the fire of God fall on me, let the fire of God fall on your people tonight. Glory be to God. And your divine will be done in their lives.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to you. Hallelujah. Evangelist.
Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Glory to God. We're not going to, glory be to God, do much talking because the Spirit of the Lord is yet moving upon his people tonight. Glory to God. And we want, amen, Jesus, to give space. Glory to God, that the Lord will continue to minister to his people. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you tonight, woman of God, for, amen, for a word to the people of God. Glory be to God. We won't even begin to expound on it, amen, Jesus, because it's so much, people of God, so much has been said. Glory to God, and we pray that your spirit remains open to let this word resonate within you, glory to God, because we are transformers, amen. But we just want to let you know, people of God, we want to encourage you tonight to get a copy of this broadcast. You can get a copy, and it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. Get a copy of this broadcast. Listen to it over and over. Listen to it, people of God. Once you get it, send a copy to someone else. Amen. Go to your group text. Go to your group text. Glory to God. And send this word. Glory to God. Because someone needs to hear. Someone needs to hear this word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can carry it as, listen, people of God. Glory to God. As transporters. Glory be to God. We can send this word. Amen. Glory be to God.
Glory
we can send this word, and we want you, amen, to simply tonight, if you would like to get a copy, amen. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to get a copy, amen. Simply text and just let us know you would like to have a copy. And the number for you to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, amen, you can as well text us. You can actually use WhatsApp, amen, if you're not able to get to us, amen. If you have WhatsApp, you can certainly text us as well, and we'll get a copy to you. And the number for you to text is 678-608-7234. And I repeat that number, 678-608-7234. For those of you that are listening via Facebook, you can certainly send a copy via Messenger. Amen. Just go in and copy, touch our logo. Amen, Jesus. Copy the message and send it, people of God. Send it. Send it, people of God. Gross darkness, glory be to God. And the people of God need to hear this word. Listen, it's not the will of God that any should perish. Glory be to God. This word causes us, amen, to get in our places. Amen. This word causes us to know, glory to God, that there's much more to come. Glory be to God. But we got to know, as people of God, who we are. We got to know who we are and where we stand and the power that rests within us. Glory to God. So we encourage you again. Amen. We thank God for those of you that are already texting. We'll get it to you within 24 hours. Glory be to God. Those that are listening again via Facebook, amen, you can just certainly clip on the logo. Amen. You can even download it, or you can send it via Messenger, or just tag somebody. Amen. Just tag somebody. Send it to text. Glory to God. And glory to God. Those to whom he will, glory to God, will hear the voice of God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for this word. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Woman of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Glory be to God. I often say, Lord Jesus, it was well worth the wait. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for Evangelist Smith. Amen. Over in Tortola. Amen. Who recommended, amen, you to the Prayer News Network. We thank God for you, Evangelist. God bless you. God bless you. Because we are transporters. We are transporters, people of God. We are. And we got to know this. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, I say, amen. You get a copy of this broadcast on tonight and send it. Amen. God bless you again, woman of God. We just want to, amen, pray a blessing over your life. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for you. Glory be to God. On behalf of the Prayer News Network, glory be to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for your servant on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the breath of life that has come forth unto your people. We thank you, oh God, for the fire of your anointing, even now in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, we're asking you, oh God, that you would look upon your servant tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would breathe afresh upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, the virtue wherewith she's given your people. We ask on tonight, oh God, to cause heaven to shine upon her. Cause your light to shine upon her tonight. Hey, God, glory to God. And we ask that you will restore, oh God, restore, cause heaven to shine upon her tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking a blessing upon your servant tonight. Hey, God, glory to God. It's only, oh God, you can give in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will bless your servant. Bless her tonight, oh God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth. Glory to God. Oh God, hey, Shabbat. From this time forth, even forevermore, Father, cause your light to shine upon her. Cause her to be strengthened now, oh God, in the power of your might. Cause her to be strengthened, oh God, even for the days ahead, that she shall declare this gospel before your people. Cause her to be fortified on tonight. Glory to God. By thy name, Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you for blessing our ministry. We're thanking you, glory to God, for ordered steps. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, I'm out. Say, God, we thank you for ordered steps on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for open doors. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for blessing the very works of our hands. Father, we thank you, oh, God, on this night. Oh, God, for what you're doing in her life and for what you're about to do. We're thanking you for manifestation. Glory to God. We thank you for manifestation and power. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for your light being revealed in your servant tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, thank you for your shed blood even now. Cover her on tonight. Cover her on tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Cover her in your blood. Cover her in your glory. Hey, God, cover her in your light on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Fortify her on tonight. Oh, God, and we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation even now in the precious name of Jesus. We declare and we decree victory, hey, God, for her on tonight. Oh, God, in every way. And for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise. We thank you, oh, God, again for your glory. Oh, God, to even be her reward. Thank you on tonight. Thank you. We bless you. We glorify you for this, your servant. In thy precious name, Jesus, every heart on tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you. Glory. Hey, Kasharaba. Thank you. Glory. Thank you. Woo, glory to God. Thank you.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you for making ways.
Oh,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
I don't know. Thank you tonight,
my God,
for causing your glory to be revealed. Thank you, Kasha.
My God, Jesus.
Woo, glory to Haya. Woo, God, we thank you. Oh, God, even in the fairness as before you, we thank you for favor. We thank you for favor. Thank you for the gift on tonight.
My God.
Glory, oh, God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, and we count it all done. We count it all done in our hearts on tonight. Hey. Oh, God, our hearts tonight. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. That he's done all tonight. We bless the Lord. Glory to God for all that he has done on tonight. And people of God, it's great. It's great. It's great. It's massive. Glory be to God. You got to see it. You got to see it. Hey. Oh, God, you got it tonight. My heart. Yes, God. Thank you.
Glory
to God. We thank the Lord
on tonight.
Again, woman of God, amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we're going to, amen, release the platform back to you for last words, for comments. Amen. If you'd like to let us know, glory to God, we do have listeners, amen, from everywhere. Amen. So if you want to share, amen, where your local service is, your service times, or if you have services, amen, online, glory to God, wherever you want to, amen, let us know, glory to God, amen, so that the people of God, amen, can stay connected, amen. You have the platform, amen, for
us
for the blessing and the dismissal on tonight.
Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Glory be to God.
Oh, boom.
Yes. Could you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Amen.
Yes.
I really don't have a right now. I'm working on some things right now.
Yes.
But right now, God is really, I'm really in the school of the Holy Spirit right now.
Yeah.
I have been evangelizing for years now, been all over.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the COVID, you know, traveling has diminished, but I'm still doing a lot of online ministering. And God is speaking to me at this time to venture off into pastoring. I don't know how all of that is going to come about. I solicit your prayer. I need your prayer so much on this.
Yeah.
That God will, you know, lead me to exactly what he wants me to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, as time go by, you will get to know who I am. I'm not a your normal person.
That's
but,
all right.
But God bless you. Thank you so much for having me with you. This is just a forte of what God has been speaking to me about, and there is just so many things. But I pray tonight that, you know, you really understand what we need to be in this time for people that are hurting, and is to be transporters of light.
Mm.
And in order to be effective transporters of God light, where we will literally see the hands of God moving, you have to live right. We've got to have purity. Our hearts have got to be right. God has a fire on me for the past, oh God, 6-7 years. I've been moving under this fire. And as time go by, the fire intensifies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because God is trying to to get us to a place in him where we are totally sold out to him.
Yes, God.
And when we minister, things happen. We want to see things happen. God had me. When this pandemic hit, God took me into a closet where I begin to really, not that I wasn't reading his word and studying his word, but I got even deeper into it and got more revelation and more understanding of what the Spirit of God is saying to us and doing in this time. And I pray that, you know, each of us will run our heart after him. Run after him. He's got things he wants to share with us. He wants to tell us. He wants to show us what to do in this time.
Yeah.
So I encourage you, be transporters of light tonight, okay? God bless you. And Evangelist, you wanted me to close out in prayer?
Yes, ma'am, please. Yes.
Father God, I thank you once again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your people. I thank you for this opportunity. God, I do not take these times lightly.
Thank
I thank you for this opportunity. I pray that somebody, if it's one person, will carry that which was set tonight and will move within their hearts.
Yes.
To be transporters of light tonight. Be a carrier of his light. Be a bearer of his light tonight. I pray your spirit will rest upon each and every one of your people. And that your will be done. Not our will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Done in the lives of your people, my God. Bless them, my God. Each of us as we go to rest tonight. Give us a good sleep, deep sleep, God. Bring vision to us, revelation, understanding, my God. Unfold yourself to us, my God. Give us a hunger. Give us a thirst after you, my God, that we will come running after you. And we want nothing but Jesus, nothing but Jesus in our lives. Bless us tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you again, people of God. That concludes our broadcast on tonight. Amen. God bless you. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. And again, don't forget to share. Don't forget to share this word on tonight. God bless you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.